Okay, what we're about to do is very, very important. I'm only going to be able to fully explain to you why it's so important after we've done it. So you have to bear with me a little bit. You have to be a little patient. Okay? And there are a number of comments I need to make about what we're doing, but we're going to wait until the end to make those comments, or at least to a certain stage. I'm going to ask everyone to please turn to Yeshayahu Perek Bet. Perek Bet. And you can start from Pasuk Aleph, but really we're going to start from Pasuk Bet. And go to the end of the paragraph, Pasuk Dalet. Okay, Bet through Dalet, really. Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Obviously, read out. This is an introduction, but we're really going to start with Pasuk Bet. And let me just introduce what we're going to do and a little bit about the idea behind it. I'm sure you realize, given a little bit of thought to it, a lot of thought to it, but certainly it's something I'm sure you realize and know, that the nevuot that we read in Yeshayahu, for example, or Yechezkel, or Yirmiyahu, or Hosea, whatever it is, were not originally published in a book. Right? They didn't start off as svarim. That's not the starting point of Nevi'im. The word Navi comes from Rashi says that the translation of Navi is not prophet but preacher. And it means the word Niv, Niv Svatai means to speak. It means to speak or preach. The Nevi'im spoke. They didn't write. They spoke. I'm not saying they didn't also write, but they their primary medium, their original medium. Then afterwards it's written down. But to begin with, these Nevuot are speeches. Right? These are things that were said verbally. When you read something or when you hear it, you understand and you experience it differently, right? Because there are things that affect the ear and there are things that affect the eye. You will see things differently than you'll hear them. Make sense, right? There's a difference. So, I want to do an experiment with you. Okay? I want to do an experiment with you. What we're going to do is, we're going to take this little nevuah of Yeshayahu's. A couple of psukim. They're very famous psukim. I'm sure that you all know these psukim. But, despite the fact that you know them, I'm going to ask you to take a minute to read them over. Okay? Not yet. In another minute. After you've read them over, I'm going to ask you to look up. You don't have to close your mouth, but I'd like to at least look up. And not that I'm, a speech maker or an orator or whatever you want to call it. I'm not, certainly not a Navi, but I'm going to attempt to say, I'm going to do it from inside. I'm not going to do it by heart, but I'm going to attempt to say this little nevuah, and I want you to listen to it, not to read it, not even to read along, but to listen to it. And then I'm going to ask you what you noticed when you're listening to it with your ears rather than reading a text. Okay? Everyone game for this little experiment? Beseder? Okay, so in the text, the beginning of Perek Bet. Okay, begin.
So, which pasuk?
Just the first little paragraph. It's from Bet. Basically, we're talking about Bet Gimel Dal. Three pasukim. So I think I said two. Bet Gimel Dal. Okay. Bet Gimel Dal. Okay, so we're reading Yeshayahu Perek Bet. I'm going to ask you to just go over for 1 minute, just to go over the first few psukim in Perek Bet, first paragraph. Ready? Okay, everyone look up. We'll begin. The picture, the gates of Jerusalem. As everyone ready? Okay, so we're listening. You can maybe close your eyes. You can just picture the scene. Okay, Yeshayahu HaNavi coming to you live from the gates of Jerusalem. Here we go. And listen carefully to hear. What do we hear? What it sounds like a little bit. Obviously, it's very different, but you know, to hear as best as you can and to see what you notice. Okay? And we'll see what happens. ונישאו מקוואות ונהרו עליו עמים והלכו גויים רבים ואמרו לכו ונעלה להר אדוני ולבית אלוהי יעקב וירם מדרכה ונלחר ברכותיו כי מציון תצא תורה ודבר אדוני מירושלים ושפט בין עמים רבים והוכיח לגויים עצומים עד רחוק וחיטטו חרבותיהם לעתים וחניתותיהם למזמרות וליסו גוי גוי חרב ולמדון עוד מלחמה. Okay, what do you hear? Okay, so I'm not a good actor, but you know that. That's not the point of this experiment. But other than that, what did you hear? What did you hear? What did you notice? What did you notice? Reactions?
Instructions,
okay, good. What else do you hear? What do you notice? No, we're not looking in, we're listening, we're thinking. What?
Sounded like encouragement.
Okay, what else do you notice? There's no right or wrong answer. Just want to. We're throwing out ideas. What do you notice?
Sounds like it's talking to or about going like the rest of the nations.
So okay, true. Yes, okay. What else do we notice?
Is that power?
What?
Like the power.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read it one more time. I'm not going to dramatize quite as much. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to ask you this time to look inside. I'm going to read it again. Okay, you ready? Here we go. V'aya b'acharit hayamim yiyeh har beit Adonai nachon b'rosh harim v'nisahu mikvaot v'naru alav amim v'alchu goyim rabim v'amru l'chu v'na'ale el har Adonai v'al beit Elohei Yaakov yorim d'rachav v'nachav b'rachotav ki mitzion t'etzei Torah d'var Adonai Mishalayim v'shafat bin amim rabim v'alchiach l'goyim atzumim ad rachok v'chitetu charvotahem li'itim v'chanitotahem l'mas merol v'yisu goy el goy charev.
Are you reading
from
Hazigan?
No.
It's not this, right? It's like a little bit different.
Okay, turn to Micha, Perek Dalid.
I heard it the first time, but I didn't want to tell you that you even
say it.
I was like, okay, I guess we may read it wrong.
Okay, and let's look again at Micha Perek Dalid. Okay, and you'll see that I didn't read it wrong. V'haya b'acharit hayamim yeh har beit Adonai nachon b'rosh harim v'nisahu mikvaot v'naru alav amim v'alchu goyim rabim v'amru l'chu v'na'ale el har Adonai v'al beit Elohei Yaakov v'yomer mitrachav v'nachar brachotav ki mitzion tetzei Torah dvar Adonai Mishalayim v'shafat bin amim rabim v'ochiach l'goyim atzumim ad rachok וחיטטו חרבותיהם לעתים וחניתותיהם למזמרות ולישאו גוי אל גוי חרב ולמדון עוד מלחמה. Okay? Now, I assume that everyone here, and I apologize for the deception, but it was for pedagogical purposes, I'm going to explain in just a moment. But what I want you to not see and not to tell you about and not to show you a source sheet with two sides and then I have that, and to show you the two sides and how close they are to each other. And Tzvetz Hashem, we'll see that next time, not today. But what I wanted was for you to experience and discover for yourselves how similar the words of Yeshayahu and Micha are in this Nevuah. Okay? And I think you all experienced that, right?
Yeah.
Now, the reason I did it this way is, as I said, for pedagogical reasons, and those who are in one way or another going to have the opportunity to teach, whether it's to give a shiur in their shul once a week, whether or once a month, or whether it's to teach 10 hours a day, whatever it is, in whatever fashion, whatever it is, big yisod in chinuch is that it's always, always, always preferable to the degree possible to help people to discover and to learn things rather than to try to show them, tell them, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Right? So this is an illustration. Maybe, you know, and it's something I try to do all the time, but certainly this is an example, kind of an extreme example perhaps, but nonetheless an example. By doing it this way, I think it's unlikely that you're going to forget that this relationship between Yeshayahu and Micha. But if I just told you, you know, they're very similar in Nevi'im, and, you know, here's an example, they're probably going one ear and not the other in most cases. And understandably, if you look at the beginning of Micha, okay, turn back a page to the beginning of Micha, you'll see, Devar Adonai Asher Haya El Micha HaMorashati Bimei Yotam Achaz Yechizkiyahu Malchei Yehuda Asher Chazal Shomron V'Yushalayim. If you look at the beginning of Yeshayahu, you'll see that Yeshayahu and Micha are, to a large degree, contemporary, right? The list of kings for Yeshayahu is not all that different. It's not all that different. And Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz, Asher Chazal, Yudav Yushalayim, Bimei Uziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiyahu, Malchei Yehuda, right? You see, they are certainly, to a very large degree, contemporaries. Okay? They're addressing the same stage in history, essentially. They're addressing the same people. And I think exactly the same people, but the, you know, bigado. Then there are nuances. In any case, it's not coincidental that Micha and Yeshayahu have, you know, a lot in common. They are, you know, in the same milieu. And important to understand that. We will see, there's a reason why I'm doing this dafka at this point. Okay, it's an important hakdama to what we're going to do next. The next thing we're going to do is to take a look at a chunk of Yeshayahu, Be'ezrat Hashem, basically from Perek Hey through Perek Yud Bet, okay, Hey through Yud Bet, the end of the hakdama through the beginning of the first major section in Yeshayahu. And basically, it starts with Perek Hey, and from Perek Hey, we go to, you know, we're going to go through Perek Yud Bet. We're not going to do everything there. We're going to try to follow a certain, you know, strand through that section, okay? And that we're going to do Be'ezrat Hashem next time. But it will be very useful for us when we analyze that section. We're not going to come back to this point till the very end. But ultimately, it will be meaningful to us to understand and know in a real way, which I think we do now, that there's a tremendous parallelism between the beginning of Yeshayahu and Sefer Micha. Okay? All clear on that? Yes? Okay, so we're going to, Be'ezrat Hashem, continue with that next time.